From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you surviving the summer?
I am sweltering, but I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Yeah, same thing. I'm glad, you know, the tomatoes and the basil and everything else is coming in, so it's lovely to eat fresh stuff from the garden. That's what I love about summer. All right, a lot of people love doing puzzles, whether they're on vacation or still at home. Remind us of the challenge you gave us last week.
Well, I said think of a word in three syllables starting with the letter A. Remove the A and you'll be left with a new word in only one syllable. What word is it?
What word is it?
Well, my intended answer was alien. You remove the A, you get lean. There were some interesting alternative answers. Amore, if you accept that Italian-English word to make more. Agape, which is love of God. Exactly. And aerial, A-R-E-A-L, as in relating to area, makes real if you get rid of the A. So we accepted all of those answers.
Don't you love it when you get all kinds of alternatives and ones you hadn't thought of before?
Yeah, and that, you know, NPR listeners are so smart. They come up with all the alternatives.
I agree with you. Well, we had over 600 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Margaret Pendergast from East Sandwich, Massachusetts. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, are you on vacation or do you actually live in East Sandwich?
No, I live here on Cape Cod.
Oh, you lucky duck. What do you do there?
I do bookkeeping for three different companies.
But you're a puzzle person. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, dear, I love puzzles. I have little notebooks that I write each puzzle in every week, and I was just looking back, and I have, August of 1996, so for at least that long.
Oh, my.
And the answer was Broomhilda that day.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so what, were you studying for this now, knowing you were being our contestant this week?
No, I just anticipated this question.
You do know the drill, so now comes the part that you can't prepare for, and you're not going to be able to write it into your notebook until it's over. You're ready.
Exactly.
Are you ready to play?
I'm already.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll meet Margaret. Let's play.
I will.
Hi, Margaret. Every answer today is a familiar four-word phrase in which the middle two words are of the, and the first word starts with the letter S, as in summer. For example, if I gave you the clue, a small, silly error in speech, you would say slip of the tongue.
Okay.
Number one is Capricorn, Leo, Aquarius, etc.
Signs of the zodiac.
Excellent. Number two, a hot dish before an entree that a waitress announces specially.
Soup of the day.
Yes. Subject for an annual presidential address in Congress.
State of the nation.
But another word instead of nation, state of the...
State of the Union.
That's it, State of the Union is the usual phrase. Congressional bigwig.
Senator of the House.
No.
Of the House is right.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, good. Cabinet officer in charge of monetary matters.
Secretary of the Treasury.
That's it. Area marked off with police tape.
Scene of the crime.
Yes. What you say when someone you've been talking about suddenly shows up?
Slip of the tongue?
No.
What do you say? You're
speak
talking about... Speak of the devil, that's it. The wee small hours as sung about by the Five Satins.
The wee small hours?
Yeah.
Something of the night?
Yes.
In the...
Da, da, da. I'm not just singing it.
Something of the night.
Yeah. I'll help you. It's
go ahead.
Still of the night.
In the still of the night, that's it. Mexico to the United States.
South of the border.
Right. Nickname for a camel.
Something of the something. Ship of the desert.
That's right. 1991 Jodie Foster, Anthony Hopkins film with the...
The something of the lambs.
Yes.
Silence of the lambs.
Silence of the lambs. Good. Sudden time when you decide to do something.
Time when you decide to do something.
Just on a whim. Do you know, Leanne?
Spur of the moment.
You do it on the spur of the moment. That's right. How about this area near a spine's base?
A spine's base.
Yeah. Uh huh. I think there's a little indentation there.
Is that the small of the back?
That's the small of the back. That's it. And here's your last one, the foundation of Darwinian theory. What's that phrase? It's
survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. That's it.
And Margaret, you survived.
Phew.
And she says, you did really well.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, you did so well. You did so well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. And Margaret, you're the first one to get our brand new contestant gift. You'll be getting 2 Sudoku wordless crossword puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Oh. What member station do you listen to?
I listen to 2 stations. We have WBUR out of Boston, and also on the Cape Cod, we have the Cape and Islands station, WCAI.
Excellent. Margaret Pendergast from East Sandwich, Massachusetts. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, Will, a challenge for everyone to work on this week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. Take the name Delia Ephron, that's DeliaEphron. She's a screenwriter, sister of Nora Ephron. She co-wrote the screenplay for the recent Bewitched, You've Got Mail, and lots of other films. Rearrange the letters of Delia Ephron to form 2 words, one the name of an electronic device, and the other a feature often found on that device. What words are these? So again, Delia Ephron rearranged the letters to name an electronic device, the other word a feature often found on that device. What words are these?
When you know the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.